perfect, nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. The rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. Nothing's gonna stop me now.
Hi guys, a 50s party is a great idea.
Thank you.
I'm sorry we're late. I couldn't decide what outfit to wear.
Well, Marianne, I could be wrong, but that outfit doesn't look like something from the 50s.
Oh, from the 50s. I thought we were supposed to dress like we were in our 50s.
I spent about 20 minutes on it and then just gave up.
But come on in, come on in.
Yes, it's beauty. No, it's beauty.
Hi!
This is my friend Lamont Cassidy.
Hi.
Lamont is a hypnotherapist.
Oh, really? Then I need to talk to you because I got some problems with my hip. I just don't know what it is. This leg looks shorter to you because, you know, the hip girdle, it's all on a funny angle.
No. Not a hip therapist, a hypnotherapist.
What that is?
Well, that's someone who uses hypnosis to put people to sleep and make them act like dogs and other barnyard animals.
Actually, I use hypnosis to break people of certain behavioral patterns like smoking, overeating, rudeness.
Lamont has successfully cured migraines and back problems and a myriad of sexual dysfunctions.
And that was just for Lydia.
Mr. Cassidy, could you show me how that you make people go to sleep and then act like animals? Because I haven't seen a really good mongoose impression since I left Meepos.
I don't know about
you. Oh, come on, Lamont. You can hypnotize me. You know how easy I am. To hypnotize. Hypnotize.
Oh, okay, sure.
Oh, boy! Everybody, everybody, Mr. Cassidy is going to hypnotize Lydia.
Okay. There you go. Now, Lydia, concentrate on the watch. Your eyes are tired. They're getting heavy. You can hardly...
Boy, she is easy.
Okay, now, Lydia. When you hear a bell, you'll become Charo. And you'll be Charo until you hear the bell again.
Oh, I love Charo, especially when he takes his sword and makes the sign of the Z.
No, that's Zorro. This is Charo.
Oh, this is Charo.
Yes.
When I snap my fingers, you will wake up.
Oh, Oh, Lamont, I hope I didn't do anything silly.
No, of course.
Oh, good. Because, you know, as a nationally syndicated advice columnist, I have to maintain a certain amount... Gucci, Gucci, Gucci! I am so happy to be here. Could you lower the lights and I do a little number for Chu? To maintain a certain amount of professionalism, you know, I have a reputation to protect.
Okay, when I clap my hands, you will wake up, and you will remember nothing of what just happened.
You didn't make me do the rooster, did you?
That was wonderful. I don't believe it. I want you to do that to my cousin Larry.
No. I don't think so. There is no way I could be hypnotized. My will is too strong.
You might be surprised, Larry.
Okay, all right. Take your best shot.
Oh, make him somebody famous.
Oh, I'll get the pizza rolls.
No, cousin, you stay here and you let Mr. Cassidy hypnotize you. I go get the pizza.
Remember to concentrate on the watch. Your eyes are tired. Mm. Your eyelids are getting heavy. You can hardly keep them open. You're getting very, very sleepy. You are falling into a deep, deep sleep. When you hear a bell, you will think that you're Elvis Presley, and you will be Elvis until you hear that bell again. Now, when I snap my fingers, you will wake up.
Wow. What happened? I can't remember a thing.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum.
Wow, that's uncanny.
Wait a minute, that's not Elvis, that's Marlon Brando.
Well, I don't do Elvis, and I don't get hypnotized either.
Well, Larry's proved his point. Some people can't get hypnotized. They're too rigid.
Here they am. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead, Mr. Cassidy. Hypnotize Cousin Larry.
Graceland. I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't have any backup by talking moves here. How did you get this number? Who are you talking to? Well, folks call me the king. Hold on. Red, you want to take care of this one? Pick up on three. I'm gonna fry me a peanut butter and banana sandwich. Excuse me, mister.
Where have you been?
Well, I've been to Memphis. I've been to Nashville. I guess I've been more places than you can shake a stick at.
What are you talking about? What happened to your accent?
Well, I've been taking acting lessons. The colonel wants me to make another picture. Look, I just stopped by to return this. I found it in my pants pocket.
Well, of course you found it in your pants pocket. It's your wallet.
No, sir, it's not mine. It says it belongs to a Balky Bartakamoose.
Moose.
It says on the identification card that he works here.
Bad day to fool around. Look, I gotta run this up to the city desk. When I get back, I'm gonna take a look at your tax return and run over the numbers.
All right. While you're going, I'm gonna run over a number of my own.
You do that.
Oh, good. You're here for the rehearsal. Okay. I'll show you how the number goes. I start up here like this in front of my cell. The music comes in, and I start to go like this. And then I come down here like this. Now, don't worry now, because I'm choreographing this number myself, and I want everyone to have fun. I want to work with you. But, let's just see if we can get a little in your knees and in your hips. Man, you gotta just let out what you're feeling. That's what music is all about. Come on, baby. Burn me up this time. Put a little fire into it.
If you don't start behaving like yourself by the time I count to three, you are out of a job. One.
For the money.
Two.
For the show.
Hi, Mr. Gorblin. Where did you come from?
Minneapolis. And it's really none of your business.
Hello? Oh, no, this is the basement. Complaints is extension 6830. Welcome.
Thank you, Harriet.
All right, sweetie.
All right, Valky, come on. We gotta get to your tax audit. We'll run over your return in the car.
Gorson, I don't think that's a good idea. We might get tire marks on it.
Get in the car.
Charlotte, send in my next appointment.
Hi. Hi, I'm Becky Batakumus. This is my cousin Larry.
Ronald Yates, I'll be your auditor. Why don't you sit down and we'll get started.
Well, thank you. This is a nice place you got here. So green. Did you decorate it yourself?
No, Uncle Sam did that for me.
Really? I have an Uncle Sam myself. Actually, his name is Salmonella, after the fish and the jazz singer.
Balky, this is a tax audit, not this is your life.
Jake speaking. Yes, sir? I'll be right there. Will you excuse me for a moment?
Yes. Well, he seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, think I'll buy him a Cadillac.
What?
Buying Cadillacs for people makes me feel good. You want one?
Will you stop that?
Stop what?
Stop pretending to be somebody else. Who are you, anyway?
Well, folks call me the king.
The king of what?
Man, that's cute. I'll have to tell that one to Priscilla when I get back to Greece.
Oh, my Lord. You think you're Elvis?
Well, of course I do. Don't be ridiculous.
You must have got hypnotized at the party. Okay, all right. Snap out of it. Snap out of it.
No offense, man, but you ain't got no rhythm. It goes like this. We're caught in a trap.
All right. What did Lamont do?
I can't walk out.
He rang a bell.
Because I love you too much, baby.
The phone.
Why can't you see me? What to do? When you don't believe the word I'm saying, we can go.
Cousin, you're acting a little strange.
Balky?
Yes?
It's you. It worked.
What worked? Did I pass my audit?
No.
Where did Mr. Yates go?
Well, he...
Why am I so sweaty?
Excuse the interruption. Sorry.
Look, I can see you're very busy, so if you have any questions about the return, why don't you give us a call? Come on, Balky.
Well, I have questions about the return. That's why you're here.
Cousin, what are you doing? You're acting very peculiar. Very peculiar.
Charlotte, I'm expecting a call from my wife any minute. Would you pick up when it rings?
Oh, gosh, the glare from that window. Yeah, you mind if I tilt the blinds?
You're doing?
Oh, goodness. How'd that happen?
How did that happen? You walked over and yanked
it.
What are you doing?
Just let Mr. Yates finish the audit. I'm sorry about the phone. I was raised among the Amish.
Could everyone just stay seated while we get through this? Now, Mr. Bartokomus, how much did you earn last year?
Well, let me think.
Take it home, Sean. Damn.
Let me think. Must it be?
Can't stop it now, baby. Can't stop it now.
Excuse me, sir. Your income from last year?
Well, I have no idea. The colonel handles all my money.
And I'm the colonel. Colonel Larry Appleton, and this colonel can assure you that this gentleman's income was exactly what it says on that tax return.
Could you let your friend answer the questions? Sir? Mr. Bartokomus.
My name isn't Bartokomus. It's Presley. Elvis Aaron Presley. Maybe you get a lot of Elvises in here, I don't know, but... So you know which one I am. I'm gonna sing you a song.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I find a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, the Harper.
We got here as fast as we could. How is he?
Yeah, well, he's in his room being Elvis. I got tired of ringing the bell.
Well, I'll just have to hypnotize him again to remove the suggestion.
All right, I'll get him. Now, bear with me, because this is the only thing that he responds to. Ladies and gentlemen, the grand showroom of the Las Vegas Hilton is proud to present the one, the only, Elvis!
You've been a really fantastic audience. Really beautiful audience. First picture that ever made was called Love Me Tender. I'd like to sing it for you right now.
Balky, when I snap my fingers, you're going to fall asleep.
Now, wait a minute. I snapped my fingers till I had blisters, and it didn't work for me.
Well, it's not just the snap. It's also the sound of my voice.
Balky, when you hear a bell, you will no longer be Elvis. Do you understand?
Well, of course I do. Don't be ridiculous.
When I clap my hands, you'll wake up and you will remember nothing of what happened yesterday.
Lydia, Mr. Cassidy, what are you doing here?
We just stopped by to pick up my bell.
Oh.
Pretty.
Looks like he's okay.
Well, we have to be going. Lamont is going to hypnotize me to help me get over my fear of pom-poms. There's something else!
Why am I wearing a sequin jumpsuit?
Balky, last night when Lamont tried to hypnotize me, you got hypnotized instead. You thought you were Elvis all day. You made me take you shopping.
I didn't turn into Elvis during the audit, did I?
Well, yes, but it's okay. Mr. Yates finally believed you'd been hypnotized, but not till after you tried to hit the high note in You'll Never Walk Alone.
Boy, I wish I could have been there.
Balky, it's good to have you back.
Thank you, Corson. It's good to be back, even though I don't know where I'm back from.
Oh, can you believe that? Lamont left his little bell again.
My baby left me. There's a family to drive. But got you, cousin!